Hold on. The bombing started up again.
Diversi is right around the corner. That's where Ryan said the train was stopping next.
Do you think...
What was that?
I have my eyes closed.
A bomb just took out part of the train track and most of that building.
Where's the train?
I'll try to get closer.
There it is. Oh, the train is lying on its side.
Okay.
They should be, as long as they stay on the train.
Stay on the train? Why would they do that?
The third rail is electrified. If they get out and touch it, they're dead.
Time for a new plan.
We should probably
see. Look, it's Ryan! He's on top of the car!
Not the best idea.
Is that Darian with him?
That's her. We'd better get up.
Let's go!
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 28. Get Shorty.
Okay, all right, we gotta get off here quick, all right? Let's go to the last car.
I'm following you.
Okay, when we get there, I'm gonna lower you onto the tracks, but you gotta watch out for the third rail, okay? It might still have electricity running
electricity?
Through. Yeah, enough to push a train. All right, come on. Look, we gotta jump to the next
what?
Car, okay?
It's only a few feet. I can do this.
Yeah, you've done tougher things today.
Like a textbook getaway from our kidnappers.
Yeah, well, we're not away yet. Come on, it's easy. See?
Well, that wasn't so hard. Okay.
All right, let's go. Looks like this is the last car. There ought to be a ladder or something on the back.
Well, how's that going to help us? The car's on its side.
Yeah, I'm still going to have to lower you down, but it ought to give you something to put your feet on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. See, there it is, right there.
Which is the rail I don't want to touch?
That one.
Oh, okay. I can just jump over it?
Yeah, you should be able to. Just don't touch it. Okay, you
yes.
ready?
Yes. Okay. I just want to,
What?
Well... When we get down from here and away from those goons, I think I'd like you to tell me about God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. Okay, all right, yeah, give me your hand.
Don't drop me.
Okay, can you feel the ladder with your feet?
Yeah, got it.
All right, try to put your weight on it, otherwise you're gonna pull me with.
Okay, I'm on it. Okay, good. I'm on it. It's only a foot or two to the ground.
Okay, I'm gonna let go, okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You okay?
Fine.
Not for long, kid.
What?
You want some more?
Ryan!
I'll get the girl! Yeah, get her. And don't let nothing happen to her.
What are you gonna do to me?
What I should have done this morning when I first saw you.
Just think of all the money you're throwing away.
It ain't worth the headache you're giving me. Now get up.
I can't.
Get up!
Darian, are you okay? Darian! Huh. What hit us?
I'll take credit for that.
What?
Step out of the car, all of you.
It's the guys that were filming us.
Come on, snap it up. You think I want to hang out in the middle of a war zone all night?
I got her!
What?
Darian!
Daddy!
Take it easy, Max. Nobody's gonna hurt her, unless you decide to cause more trouble.
You animals!
If you would have just stayed at home, none of this would be happening.
I'm not gonna leave my daughter to the likes of you.
Get off your high horse. You're no different than me.
I know the difference between right and wrong. I have a conscience.
Oh, yeah? Well, your conscience just got these two kids killed.
Say what?
What do you think of that, Max?
They didn't do anything!
Yeah, but you know I can't take the chance that you didn't tell them things they just shouldn't know. Things about the future.
I didn't tell them anything.
I have my orders.
What do you want me to do with her?
Get her out of here. I'll take care of this bunch.
Daddy!
It'll be okay, baby. I promise.
You shouldn't make promises you can't keep.
Hey, don't be late. He's already in a bad mood.
Who are they talking about?
I don't know.
All right, you three. Get over there, under the light.
You can't just shoot us.
Who'd notice? Look around you. The entire city's exploding. Nobody's gonna miss the three of you.
We're just kids. We don't even hardly know this guy.
Didn't your parents ever warn you about hanging out with strangers?
Didn't your parents ever tell you to watch out for falling children?
What?
Gotcha!
Quick, get
the gun! I got it! That little girlie might go off.
As long as it's pointed at you, that'll be just fine.
I've got a jumper cable in the trunk. Let's tie him up.
Thanks for dropping in, Ryan. Nicely done.
Yeah, Ryan.
Thanks. Oh, it's good to see you again.
I don't know who you are, but it's good to see you too.
Ryan Daly, meet Maxwell Staley.
Oh, you figured out my message.
Yeah, it took a while, but we got it.
What's going on here? Who are these kids?
Who these kids are doesn't matter. What's going on is we're putting you in the trunk of my car. If I find my daughter soon, you might even come out of it alive.
See? You're no different from me.
Get in there!
Oh, hey, Mr. Staley, they said something about taking her to Sector 4. Do you know where that is?
Sector 4 is the northeast side of Chicago. There are probably 10 different places they might bring her.
Well, how are we going to find her?
The tracking device, is it still working?
Yes, it is.
Tracking device? That sounds cool.
Let's get going.
Hold it.
What?
I'm doing this alone. I can't bring you with.
Why not?
They aren't going to let me walk in there, get Darian, and just leave. The people that are holding her fully intend to kill me.
Why would they do that?
That's what this is all about. They took Darian to draw me out in the open.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, they weren't even trying to get money for Darian.
Okay, fine, but I still want to help.
Yeah, me too.
Besides, we owe you. Without your help, we wouldn't have found Ryan.
Yeah, and I want to help Darian. I don't want to think we escaped from those other goons for nothing.
It wouldn't be right for me to take you into danger.
It's too late for that now. I say we go get her.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's all go.
You kids are amazing. Get in.
Now you're talking.
There's the car.
Which building are they in?
That glass building is a GC office complex. The underground levels are an arsenal. The upper seven stories are all GC offices.
That's incredible.
Okay, simple question. How are we gonna get in?
See this card?
Yeah?
Membership has its privileges.
Okay, here's my question. What are we gonna do when we get inside?
I'm the only one going in.
But
I need you out here with a car, motor running, ready to go.
Okay.
Where do you want me?
I want you outside the front in case Darian gets free. It's your job to get her to the car.
And me?
I want you just inside the back door. If I need help, I'll call you.
Is that the whole plan?
I had another plan, but it assumed that we all had machine guns and a few smoke grenades.
Then I'm sorry I left all mine at home.
Right. If that other guy can't reach his friend in the trunk, they might suspect you're coming.
All the more reason to do this now, quickly.
Well, let's do it then.
Darian.
Daddy!
Well, well, well. Maxwell Staley. How did I know I'd be seeing you today?
You should have expected it when you kidnapped my daughter.
Daddy.
Relax, baby. We'll be going soon.
Do you really believe that, Max?
I don't see anyone here to stop me. Where is everyone? Did they desert when the bomb started falling?
They're underground. They'll be back soon enough.
I'll be gone by then.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, I see. Well, what are you going to do with the pop gun, Max? You going to kill me? I don't think you have it in you to shoot me.
Darian, get behind me.
Come on, Max. I've known you for years. You're not going to do this.
Darian, cover your eyes.
Hey, I'm dying in here. Hey.
Keep it down in there.
Turn the motor off. I'm getting gassed in here.
All I need is for this clown to die of exhaust fumes. You gonna pipe down now?
Come on, man. The trunk is full of fumes. Just open it for a second so I can get some air.
Here, now don't try
anything. Give me those keys!
No way!
Give them here! Get her! Give me that!
Get on me! Hey! Hey!
Max, do you have any idea how expensive the bulletproof glass is?
I helped build this place.
Exactly. Then you'll know that you're trapped. You can't get out through the window, and in a few minutes, there's going to be people downstairs that heard the gunshots.
And in 5 minutes, 20 seconds, my laptop will send an email out to every news agency in North America.
Carpathia owns the news agencies.
Well, he can kiss it all goodbye when they read what I've got to send them. Not when they find out what his real plans are.
Huh. You know, I knew you wouldn't shoot me.
I might still shoot you, too.
So what's your play, Max?
Let my daughter go. When she's away from here, I'll cancel the email.
Fine. She can go.
Get moving, babe.
I can't leave you here.
Honey, just get out of here. I'll be okay.
I won't leave without you.
Darian, go.
Dad,
you can't...
Look out!
What happened?
They shot each other!
Darian.
Daddy, don't worry. We'll get you to a hospital.
That's not important.
Yes, of course it is.
Darian, remember Uncle Ken and Aunt...
Yes,
Linda?
Yes.
They were right, hon. About God.
What?
They were right.
You've made your decision about God? What?
Mm-hmm. Now it's your turn. Don't wait too long. I almost...
Daddy!
I almost waited...
We'll get you out of here, Dad!
It's too late, honey. Tell your mother what I said.
Daddy! Daddy!
What happened?
They shot each other.
We gotta get out of here. I'm sure there are alarms going off all over the city.
Darian, we gotta go.
My dad!
I know. He just sacrificed himself for you. Don't waste that sacrifice.
He's right. We should go.
Here, let me help you off.
Daddy! Daddy!
So, are you sure your mom will be here?
She said she would be, as long as she made it away from the house, okay?
There she is.
Mom! Oh, thank God you're okay!
But, Dad!
Oh, I know.
I'm really sorry, but we gotta get out of here. Okay, if they find us now, they'll kill us all.
Well, where should we go?
Well, for starters, we should ditch the car.
We can take my car. Mm-hmm. It's right over there.
Can they stay at your place, Jed?
Or maybe at Bruce's house.
My house will be fine. Let's get moving, though. We still need to grab my car back at the Staley's.
Mrs. Staley, I'm really sorry about your husband.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, thank you.
Let's just get out of here!
You should have seen his face, Mom. After everything that had happened, he looked like he was finally at peace.
Did he say anything before he died?
He said that Aunt Linda and Uncle Ken were right.
Really?
Yeah.
We had talked about them quite a bit in the last few weeks. They had opposed Nicolae Carpathia when he was nothing more than a Romanian politician.
And he had them murdered for it.
I wish we could prove that.
I found you some fruit salad. I hope that's okay.
That's perfect. I'm so hungry right now, I would almost eat meat.
Fortunately, things aren't that desperate yet.
Thank you, Lionel.
No problem. Anything you need, just let us know.
We appreciate that. Tell Jed there's something I'd like to do for him as well.
I never thought fish sticks could taste so good.
You weren't even gone a day.
I know, but it was a long day.
Not exactly one of our better days either.
What are you talking about?
I was just saying today wasn't one of the better days we've had.
I hear that.
Yeah, but still, in the end, we're all okay. I mean, you know, none of us were hurt in any of the bombings, and we got some new friends out of the bargain. What? Why does everybody look so sick?
First of all, our new friends could be in a lot of danger and drag us into it as well.
Yeah, I know that. But you know what? I think they're interested in hearing about God. I'm pretty sure Mr. Staley was a believer when he died.
That's great.
Hey, maybe we could take him to see Bruce when he gets out of the hospital. I'm not saying that we have to wait for them to become Christians. I think they could get a lot out of Bruce's teachings and stuff.
That might not be possible, Ryan.
What do you mean?
There's something we haven't told you yet.
What?
It's about Bruce.
Over the mountain, Your love comes calling. Smuggling hope and mystery. You find me. It's where I am, really where you are. And is it really you that has led me thus far? I'm no Christopher Columbus underneath. So off I go, burning down my days, to scale these mountains and molehills we've made. Here I come, are you ready or not? Am I a closing statement? Just a parting shot. Smuggling hope and mystery. You find me. And you find me. And you find.
San Francisco, life goes on despite the destruction caused by forces of the combined militias. In related news, international business leader and high-level member of the global community, Maxwell Staley, was found dead this morning. Staley, who made his fortune in international security, was found dead of a gunshot wound on the first floor of a suburban Chicago office building. Chicago police report that Staley was found alone, shot once in the chest. They continue to search for Staley's wife and daughter. It is feared the two may have been taken by the militia. Both of
Well, that was a nice piece of fiction.
They got the important parts right. His name was Maxwell Staley.
True, but he wasn't alone, and he wasn't on the first floor.
They also planted the idea that the militia capture you. That way, if you do turn up dead, they have someone to point the finger at.
Why the cover-up?
Maxwell was a very important man. He left many important documents behind.
Documents? What kind of documents?
Documents that may save our lives.
Where are they?
That's the problem. We hid them at the house.
Well, that's good, isn't it? I mean, nobody's going to be able to break into that fortress.
Oh, they probably already have.
What about all your money?
That's taken care of.
Judd and I used his computer to transfer it all to other accounts.
Including a little bit into mine.
They won't find it anytime soon.
Impressive.
And it keeps us eating mac and cheese a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. So, where are you and Darian thinking of hiding out?
We have several places we can go. There's a cabin in Wisconsin that is fairly secluded. To be honest, we have friends in the militia that could hide us.
If they're still alive.
Hey, what's going on?
Ryan.
Hey, how we doing today?
I'm all right, I guess. Kind of sore. Man, I still can't believe Bruce is gone.
Yeah, me too.
It's gonna take some time for me to get my head around that.
Listen, Buck called me this morning. He wants me to come over to Loretta's and help him plan a memorial service.
Isn't Mr. Steele helping out with that?
He's out of town, so I told Buck I'd help. Anyone want to come with?
Yeah, I don't think that's where I need to be right now.
Me neither.
Lionel, how about you?
I don't see myself doing any good there.
All right. Guess I'll see you guys later. I don't get it, Buck. Usually you can't keep them from helping.
Well, this has been a pretty draining couple of days. Maybe they're tapped.
I guess I can understand that.
Yeah. Well, you're more mature than they are. Mm-hmm. I think they're having a really hard time dealing with Bruce being dead. Give them some time, all right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Hey, you want anything to drink? We got all kinds of juice.
I'm good. I just had breakfast.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I do.
No, it's cool.
So you had quite an adventure with Ryan, huh?
We crashed a car twice, got threatened, beat up a couple of times. Hey, we got shot at. Otherwise, it was no big deal.
No wonder why everybody's wiped out. Hey, so what's going on with the Staleys? I heard Maxwell was found dead today. Is that true?
He sacrificed himself for his daughter.
Oh. You did manage to rescue her, though, right?
Ryan managed to get her out of the building they were holding them in. You need to pray for both her and her mom, okay? They're at my house right now, and Ryan thinks they're almost ready to become Christians.
That is a tough situation, Judd.
Yeah.
If the global community wanted Staley dead, they'll probably come looking for the rest of the family, too.
Mrs. Staley said they have some documents that could save their lives.
I would be careful with that info, too. It's not like you can trust the GC to keep its word, you know.
I suppose. Okay, so what about the memorial service?
Yeah, well, the plan is to have it next Sunday during the second service.
Okay.
Ray Steele is going to be there, and I should be back from Israel by then.
Israel? Why are you going to Israel now? I heard that's about the only place the war didn't touch.
Well, I'm not going to cover the war. I'm going to talk to Chaim Rosenzweig.
Okay, mixing with the big names.
Actually, I'm going to try and get him to help me find Dr. Ben-Judah.
Find Ben-Judah? What do you mean?
Well, they're still looking for him. The GC finds him first, he's going to be in a world of hurt.
What do you mean, still looking?
Well, I believe what Eli and Moshe said is true, about Dr. Ben-Judah being protected. Problem is, ever since the murders, nobody's
seen... Well, hold on there, Buck. What murders?
You haven't heard.
No, what?
Judd, Dr. Ben-Judah's family was murdered in their house.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Mrs. Ben-Judah and Daniel... Nina, they're all dead.
Enter.
Commander.
Agent Sibbering.
I have those files you wanted, sir.
The children? Good, good. How soon do you think we can put the plan into motion?
We can begin rounding them up immediately.
It's best to grab them while they're still in a state of shock from the war.
I agree.
Anyone look promising?
There are several children that should serve us well. I have my eye on one in particular. This one.
Lionel Washington. Why is he special?
I got his name from a contact during a stretch at Stateville. Seems this Washington kid set him up, showed some real creativity in the process. Just the kind of thinker we want.
Do you think we can get him?
I think so. He doesn't have any living relatives. He's probably looking for a new family.
Sounds perfect. Get him.
Thank you, sir.
Well now, Lionel Washington. Welcome to the Global Community Moral Monitors.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.